Welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast on a Monday. A lot to get to. Boom. And I mean boom as in that's the earth rattling under future Bengals quarterback Lamar Jackson's feet. What the hell is James talking about? We'll get to that in a second on Twitter, at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe. iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, LockedOnBengals.com, and so much more. There's a lot on LockedOnBengals.com right now. Not only do you get every single podcast there, but including a special Saturday edition with Joe Goodbear. We talk all things offensive line and a lot more. But my guy Cody looks at the center possibilities, the possibilities at center that could be an upgrade over what they had last year. Easier said than done? Not really, but with that said, a really good breakdown of who the Bengals could draft at the center spot at LockedOnBengals.com right now. And I want to start with the report today, and by the time you're hearing this, you can check out. It'll be up at LockedOnBengals.com, or it should be. Lamar Jackson was in town yesterday. Lamar Jackson in town today. And there's some pictures of him, and it looks like he's at dinner with some Bengals coaches, and it looks like he was there. Here's the other thing. It's interesting. It's an open locker room today. I couldn't go because I host a show on ESPN 1530 every day. Open locker room from 12 to, I think it was 12:45. And Lamar Jackson was at the Bengals locker room in the open area in front of the media at one point. And clearly taking a top 30 visit. And I will steal the words from my guy, Joe Goodberry. I'm paraphrasing here, but there's no way Lamar would take this visit unless there was serious interest and vice versa. No one wants to waste their time this late into the process. The Bengals, what it says to me, and I'm not saying they're going to take Lamar Jackson or they're going to certainly take a quarterback early. What it says to me, though, is the Bengals are keeping an open mind. They're being open-minded. And if you remember, I wrote this for LockedOnBengals.com. I wrote it right when Marvin was brought back. And it was, Dear Marvin, an open letter to Marvin Lewis. And what I said to Marvin was pretty simple. It was, I see better than I hear, like you said, Marvin, like he says a lot. And the crux of it was, please be open-minded. Be open-minded in free agency. Be open-minded this offseason. Be open-minded at the quarterback position. And it appears like the Bengals are keeping an open mind when it comes to Lamar Jackson. I love it. I'm interested. The idea of them taking Lamar at 21 if he's there is very intriguing. Very, very intriguing. I don't know if it'll happen. I need more info. I need to figure out how the visit went. I need to dive in and try to figure out if they're that into him. It's no secret. I said it on the podcast on Friday and Saturday. I think they're going to take Mike McGlinchey if he's there. I do. But the fact that the Bengals are doing their due diligence with a guy like Lamar Jackson, doing their due diligence with Mason Rudolph, who they've looked at as well, it appears like the Bengals are at least entertaining the idea of taking a quarterback earlier than most expected. As for Lamar Jackson, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about who I've talked to about him, and I talked to Mark Schofield, who studies quarterbacks. He also hosts the Locked On Patriots quarterback. Here's Mark on Lamar Jackson.
Obviously, the athleticism is elite. But I like the development that he's shown, James, and you know this as well as anybody, the development he's shown over the past season or so as a pocket passer, making reads, making decisions, going through his progressions from the pocket. He's made some really nice strides there, and I think it shows you that he can be a very good quarterback in the National Football League. Are there things he has to fix? Sure, he has some footwork issues from a throwing mechanical standpoint that he needs to fix. He throws from a very narrow base. You know, there were times, at least two seasons ago, when he would bail from clean pockets, relied on his legs a little bit too much. I think he's shown some progress there, but it's still something he needs to work on. And he'll have to learn to protect himself in the NFL. He'll have to learn to get down, to slide, to take advantage of getting out of bounds so he doesn't avoid hits. But I still think he's a very intriguing quarterback prospect. I think that, you know, if you're Buffalo and you can't get up out of 12 into the top five and Lamar Jackson's there, I think that's an ideal spot for him. Maybe he falls a little bit more, but New Orleans, you know, picking in the late 20s, might be a great spot for him to sit and learn, but I don't see Lamar Jackson falling out of the first round.
Neither do I. And that's Mark Schofield. He was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. You can listen to that as well if you missed it. Go back. I think he was on the 31st of March or early April. It was one of those. Anyways, in my mind, I look at this, and it shows me the Bengals are willing to take a quarterback in round one. That's what, not that they're going to, but that they're open to the idea. And I don't know, as a Bengals fan, why you wouldn't want them to be this way. I've talked about it so much. The idea that they need to take a quarterback in round one, irrelevant. I've never said that. I'll never say that. They don't need to do anything specific. I don't want them to be so closed-minded. That being said, I want them to be open-minded. I've always wanted them to be open-minded. Please, Bengals, be open-minded to drafting a quarterback, even though you have Andy Dalton. Especially if it's a guy, honestly, like Lamar. I'm with Mark in that if you're taking a quarterback to sit for a year, maybe 2 years, behind a stable quarterback like Andy Dalton, I want upside. I want a guy who's going to be really, really, really good potentially. And a guy like Lamar Jackson fits that bill. Could be there at 21. If he's there at 21, it's going to be interesting. It will certainly be interesting if the clock is there, and I'm going to get a ton more insight for you. I will be more educated on what the Bengals plan on doing between now and the draft. But as of now, could you imagine if Lamar's on their board and, I don't know, it's Lamar, James Daniels, Rashawn Evans, who visited today, and we'll hear more about Rashawn Evans, a linebacker from Alabama, in a second. Those three are available, who they take. And you might say, well, James Daniels for sure. Well, maybe they really like Billy Price and think they can get him at 46. Maybe they don't like the rest of the quarterbacks in this draft. Or maybe the tackles are gone that they wanted. So instead, they're going to settle for Lamar Jackson. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. And there's a poll question up right now at LockedOnBengals.com. Also on Twitter, at James Erpine. Should the Bengals draft Lamar Jackson with the 21st pick? You can vote on that at right now at LockedOnBengals.com. The Locked On Bengals podcast rolls on. I'm James Erpine, in a prospect that I tweeted out, by the way. I tweeted out Solomon Tettman's prospect spotlight earlier today, is Rashawn Evans, and he's in town. He's visiting the Bengals. He should be in play at 21. Check that out at LockedOnBengals.com right now, and also tweeted it out at LockedOnBengals on Twitter. But the question is simple when it comes to Evans. Is he worth not taking a lineman? I mean, same thing with Lamar. Like, if you're going with a guy like Rashawn Evans, one, is he the best player available? If so, I could see the Bengals entertaining it. Dane Brugler was on ESPN 1530 last week, and he's of CBS Sports. He does an awesome draft guide. Here's Dane on the linebacker position, who could potentially be there at 21, and he also mentions Rashawn Evans.
Well, I think, you know, Roquan Smith from Georgia is one of the best players in this draft, so you know he's not going to be available. Tremaine Edmonds from Virginia Tech, maybe not one of the best players right now, but he's one of the best prospects with what you think he could be down the road. So I think we're talking Rashawn Evans from Alabama and Leighton Vander Esch from Boise State. I like both. I think they both belong somewhere in that mid to late first round area. Leighton Vander Esch, to me, has he might not be there when the Bengals come up in the first round. I know there's several teams in the teens who are interested in him. He's an ascending player. He's one of those guys where the tape, the traits, and the production, they all match up. He's only a one-year starter at Boise State, but he's really good. You saw him get better throughout the year. You watch the beginning of 2017, up and down a little bit, still get his feet underneath him, and then by the end of the season, especially the bowl game against Oregon, the tape was fantastic. The play speed, the toughness, he's a guy that's an every-down player. He can drop and play him in coverage, and he does just fine. So to me, Leighton Vander Esch, I think most people know his story by now. He played eight-man football in high school, was a walk-on at Boise State, needed some time to really adjust, but he's an ascending player who's going to get better and better in my mind. Rashawn Evans, he's in that mix too in the first. Another guy who really only a one-year starter for the Alabama defense, kind of had to wait his turn before taking over as the Will linebacker in Saban's 3-4 scheme. And there's a lot to like about his athleticism, his power. There's a lot more pop at the point of attack when you watch his film as opposed to Vander Esch. Dealing with a little bit of an injury, we haven't seen him run I think he had the combine at the pro day. Some scouts have been turned off by that. But the guy, as long as the technique develops a little bit, gets more reps on the field, he's another guy who you think can get better and better. And then in the second and third round, one guy I did mock to Cincinnati in my mock was Josie Jewell in the third round, another Iowa player. So I've got the Bengals going Iowa in the first and third round. Josie Jewell is not going to be, I mean, you watch him against Saquon Barkley, and it's a tough matchup. But you watch, all the other tape, and he's a guy that understands where the football is going, and he shows up. And it's not a coincidence he's in the right time, at the right place at the right time. Very smart guy, and he's not a bad athlete. Most linebackers are going to struggle against Saquon Barkley. So I do think there is some depth in this class, but if you have a chance to get a Leighton Vander Esch or Rashawn Evans in the first, that might be tough to pass up.
That's Dane Brugler at CBS Sports. And for me, I don't know how many linemen will be on the Bengals board. I could see two, maybe three in round one. Like Mike McGlinchey, Isaiah Wynn, maybe, depending on if they feel like he could play tackle or not. If not, I'm not sure he will be on their board at 21. I'm serious about that. Then after that, I could see, maybe James Daniels. Maybe. And then Frank Ragnow, dark horse, but I don't know if he's met with the Bengals yet with a top 50 visit. Potentially Lamar Jackson. And there's some others in that mix as well, but I don't know how many guys there will be as far as linemen. I don't know how many linemen will be there. I could see Josh Jackson. I could see a corner being there. So a lot to dive into between now and the draft. And I'll be joined by Tony Pike tomorrow on ESPN 1530 from noon to 1. I'm sure I'll play part of that here on the Locked On Bengals podcast as well, just so you guys can get insight from him, because I know he's been in favor of the Bengals looking at quarterbacks. He clearly, obviously, played quarterback in the NFL. So he wants better linemen as well. So it'll be an interesting discussion on the pluses, the positives, the negatives, on what the Bengals can do with the 21st pick. They might just view it as house money. Hey, if we think Lamar Jackson is the best player available, we've already gotten a left tackle with the 12th pick. We could get Cordy Glenn and Lamar Jackson for the 12th overall pick. They may view it that way and still have 10 picks in the draft. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Do me a favor. Tell your friends about this. It's about to heat up. Draft coverage, it's going to be wall-to-wall draft between now and, the draft. So keep it locked right here. The Locked On Bengals podcast. Subscribe. iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.